Greg Coleman in the Vikings locker room with head coach Leslie Frazier after a 21-14 win over the Chicago Bears. Coach, first things first, owner Ziggy Wilf presented you with a game ball. What did that mean to you?
Well, you know, I thank Ziggy for that token of appreciation. But our players, I mean, they're the guys that got it done today, along with our coaching staff doing a terrific job of preparing our players and making the necessary adjustments from our previous game against Chicago. Just so very proud of our staff and our players.
Coach, in the pregame preach, we talked about moving the mountain, and you knew you had a tall hill to climb, but you put it on the back of running back Adrian Peterson, 31 carries, probably the most in his career, 154 yards, 22 touchdowns. Was that the game plan going in?
Oh, without question. You know, we wanted to feature our best player. You know, he's been having a great season, so everything for us from an offensive standpoint revolves around number 28, and we wanted to make sure that our opponent understood that.
Michael Jenkins, one of the unsung heroes, four catches, but all converted first downs. He kept your team on the field.
Yes, he did. I mean, he did a great job, came up with some huge catches in clutch situations, as you mentioned, and we've been lacking that, you know, over the course of the season, in particular the second half of the season. So for Michael to step up as a veteran, one of our leaders, it was big for our team.
Talk about the guy who got on ball, quarterback Christian Ponder. Not one of his better days, his best day, but adequately enough getting the job done. Are your thoughts about his play today?
I thought he was very efficient with the football. We had the one turnover. Other than that, he did exactly what the game plan required, and that's part of being a good quarterback, executing the game plan.
Coach, as he progresses, was it confidence? His insurance blanket had been Kyle Rudolph. He was kept with no receptions today. Anything during the course of the week that you saw that the Bears were going to blanket Kyle to let number 82, not to let number 82 beat him?
We didn't see that in the game plan. We thought for sure there'd be some more opportunities for Kyle. We thought there would be some things we could capitalize on, but it didn't materialize. But the fact that Michael stepped up and then Adrian had a big day, you know, it worked out for us.
Let's talk about the defense, because it was a defensive battle. Your guys battle all day long, two interceptions, Josh Robinson coming up with the first one, but Harrison Smith coming up with the big one with the TD. Talk about it.
Well, I mean, those turnovers, as you know, are big, especially against the Bears. I mean, they thrive on turnovers. We were fortunate today to come up with two big ones that resulted in 14 points for our team. Probably none bigger than the one that Harrison got that he ends up scoring on. And usually when you score on defense, the percentage is in your favor to win that game, and it worked out for us today.
You keep your rotation of your defensive linemen. Although they're not happy early on in the game, they want to play each and every play, but you kept them out, giving them their adequate rest, but it paid dividends in the fourth quarter.
No doubt. We needed some pressure on the quarterback with our four-man rush late in the game, and it definitely paid out for us. It was and at that rotation – you're right, early on, the guys are like, man, why do I have to come out? But in games like this, they realize why it's important.
Coach, special teams played a big part today. Mike Prefer, special teams coordinator, your punt kickoff coverage teams. I can't say enough about Chris Cluey and his performance today. Seven punts, an average of 45 yards, neutralizing one of the dangerous returners in all of football, Devin Hester.
Oh, Chris did a terrific job. Mike Prefer has done a terrific job all season long with our special teams. I mean, every unit. Whether it's kickoff return, punt, I mean, just the guys have excelled, really bought into the philosophy that we have here on special teams. And that's a very good special team unit, as you know, that we played against today. And to hold the premier returner in our game the way we did today, just kudos to our special teams.
Coach, last couple of questions before we let you go. Brandon Marshall, one of the biggest, baddest receivers in all of football, set a record with the Bears, 101 catches today. One of the biggest receivers. Seems like they were picking on your, cornerback A.J. Jefferson, who left the game late, number one. Talk about Brandon Marshall and talk about the health of A.J. Jefferson.
Brandon, he's a tough cover. Ain't no question about it. I mean, he has 101 catches. He didn't get all those against us. I mean, he's caught a lot of balls. They target him a great deal, and he's an excellent player, and he's a tough cover without question. A.J. suffered a concussion in the ball game today, so we'll have to see what his status will be as the week goes on. But bottom line is I thought our guys fought hard in the secondary, and they made a lot of plays today.
Coach, you're 7-6. You're looking at the scoreboard. You're going to need a little help to get in the playoffs. What did you tell your guys?
Well, we just wanted to celebrate this win. We'll talk about, you know, what happens next. We get back together again. But what's the most important thing for us is to enjoy this win right now.
Coach, thanks a lot. Go ahead and enjoy it with your guys.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Leslie Frazier, 21-14 NFC North win over the Chicago Bears.